This episode is brought to you by Smart Food Popcorn. Some decisions aren't the best, like skipping ahead in your favorite podcast. Think of all the banter you'll miss, the lore in the making. Luckily, Smart Food Popcorn is a no-brainer. Deliciously tasty and available in a variety of fun flavors. It's a smart decision every time. Smart Food. Add smart. To learn more, visit smartfood.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, welcome to Oh My Dog, with me, Jack D, and...
me, Sean Walsh.
Mm-hmm. Well done. Well picked up on that. It's the it's a brand new weekly podcast where we intend to reveal the most intimate and ridiculous details of our relationships with our beloved dogs.
And Jack, you sound as enthusiastic as ever about that.
I don't do sincerity, but I am enthusiastic. I'm excited about this.
We know. The listeners will meet my spirited and delightful cockapoo, Mildred Barrett.
Okay, and also we'll get to know Dolly, who is my little streetwise best friend, who's a long-haired chihuahua. So those are our two interests. We have skin in the game, and that's where we're going with it.
When you first told me that you had a chihuahua, I thought you were joking. Could you see why I might have thought that?
Well, look, there are lots of dog breeds where people think, well, that's not a good match. I don't know what you thought I would have. Did you think I'd have a mongrel or a pit bull or something, or scowling thing?
Yes, I'm not scowling, but I think maybe the Churchill. What's Churchill?
I think that's a British bulldog.
Yeah. I thought you would have a British bulldog.
Like a really sarcastic dog would have suited me. Yeah, I'm yet to meet Mildred, but do you think she's a match for your personality?
Well, we share the same hair.
Yes.
On that thing that people say dogs look like their owners, we do share the same hair. I don't tend to jump at people when I meet them. I don't tend to do that, but I think she's slightly more enthusiastic with meeting strangers, but I think we share the same love for each other.
Oh, that's nice. It's good that it's mutual, isn't it? And does she occasionally make terrible career choices? I mean, that's a low dig, actually, because I know you've been really busy, and I'm just interested to know if you get the sense that she supports some of the things that you like to do in your work.
Are you alluding to the fact that I might have sat in a jungle with a former health secretary of this country?
Yeah, well, look, I mean, you know, we don't need to narrow it down at this point. How long are you away for from Mildred?
I was away for about a month. And you knew I was going to Australia.
Yeah.
But I don't think you would put the two and two together because you clearly don't read the tabloids.
I don't often. And it only occurred once you'd gone and then there was your name was being mentioned in it. I thought, oh, that's what Sean was saying. Oh, I'm off to Australia. And there was something slightly sheepish about the way you said it. And I didn't understand until I saw it in the paper that that's where you'd gone. And I'm disappointed you couldn't have confided in me.
Well, you WhatsApped me saying, like, have a nice time in Australia. And I replied, gulp.
Oh, right.
And I thought, I wonder, I'm trying to tell him.
Yeah, well, why didn't you just tell me? I mean, it's not a hard thing to say, is it?
But I thought, do you know what? If you've not put it two and two together, I'm going to enjoy your face, seeing that it's me coming out of the jungle, and you. I could just hear your voice going, "Oh, not again."
A month is a long time to be away from Mildred.
It was a long time, and I tell you, at night time in the jungle, you get to sleep quite early. Sun goes down, and I genuinely missed her. And I see. It's very odd. I see me and Grace, my partner, and Mildred as the family. So whenever I imagine Grace, there's always Mildred stood next to her. You know that road sign that I think means people and adults and children are in the area?
Yes, I know. Yeah.
That's how I kind of see Grace, is it with the silhouette of Mildred.
Oh, I see. That's a nice way of thinking of her. Yeah, so bedtime in the jungle when, you know, you're there left with your thoughts.
Yes.
And the sun goes down. The sun goes down really quickly in Australia, doesn't it? You don't get any dusk. It's just going, you know, it's like the lights get switched off.
Yes.
And then suddenly, so you're plunged into this, you know, into your own inner world of what have I done and who am I and what's going on. But it's interesting that Mildred came into your mind. That's really sweet.
Absolutely, because yeah. I felt so, because you can't explain. This is the thing that kills me, is you can't explain to Mildred why you're going, where you're going. And the bit I hate the most is you can't reassure them that you will be back.
No.
They don't. How do they know that I'm coming back?
It is. It's heartbreaking. It's an incredibly hard thing to do, because with Dolly, now Dolly is, we rescued her. She was like about six years old when we got her.
Oh, you're so brave. Look at you.
I know. There's a whole other story to why and how we did that. But anyway, because she has come from, she was living in a kind of, you know, in a hostel for chihuahuas, which is a real thing. It does happen, you know, that these dogs get rescued. And some of them, they've had their previous owners have passed away, because quite a lot of old people like to have chihuahuas because they think it'd be no trouble. They don't realise that chihuahuas actually live for years and years and years. So they quite often end up being kind of orphaned. And so Dolly was one of these. So she'd clearly been looked after. But then she ended up in this hostel in the north of Wales with other chihuahuas, and they, you know, who were, you know, backpackers and all sorts and doing other stuff. But she was there. So we picked her up from there. So I'm really conscious that if we leave her, Jane and I leave her together, you know, for any length of time, there's that little look in her face that says, why? What have I done this time? What, you know? So it, you... I thought this was it. I thought we were special together, but obviously not. You know, you're leaving me. No, like the last people, I know. You know, so it's just heart-wrenching. It's so
hard. Yeah. I know. But so the mistake I made... Now, what I tried to do, and obviously, you know, as you'll know, that, you know, you spend 24 hours a day in the jungle with your campmates on the show, and obviously the episode is only something like 47 minutes. And I tried as much as I could to talk to what is called the Bush Telegraph, the kind of diary room of the show.
Yes, yes.
And which you'll remember well.
Oh. Yeah, I do. I remember. From 2001. Yeah, I do.
But good to know that I'll still be having to reference it in 20 years' time. But I tried to talk to Mildred in the Bush Telegraph with the voice
Oh my gosh. Yeah,
hoping that it would get in the edit. But obviously the content that I was giving the producers just wasn't up to scratch.
Either that, or they must have thought, if you were putting on voices and talking to your dog, they must have been worried for your mental health at that point and thought, no, this can't be used as entertainment. Sean's going under. We need to get a paramedic out there.
That does bring me to, I think it's a hugely important part of the dog-owner relationship, which is this voice. This voice that we all, most people have it, I've discovered.
Yeah.
The voice that we use to talk to our dog.
To our dog, yes. I think you've already put it out there on social media, have you not?
I have,
Your dog. But what, as an example, because everyone does, they speak to their dog in a different voice, don't they? What's your voice for talking to Mildred?
I don't know the origins. It just happens, doesn't it? It's not a decision. It's not a choice. It just comes to you, and that's it. And there's no going back. And so the voice that I use is, "Hello, my little mourners. I love you and I'm going to give you the squeezes because I love my little mourners."
Yeah. So, and it just happens, doesn't it? Why would that be? It's extraordinary.
There's this kind of... I suppose in the voice that I, for some reason, do, "The little mourner, mourner, come and give me the kisses and I'll give you the lovings." There's also a vocabulary.
There is, I can hear
which
it.
Which is the...
there's some cultural appropriation going on as well, for me, so.
But there's the lovings.
Yeah.
And the lovings is... the affection I think that we show to each other. So "come and give me the lovins" is the jumping up and down, the hugging. And then there's the squeezies.
Yeah.
Which is when I kind of, nothing untoward, just a gentle squeeze.
Yeah.
That's the squeezies.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, but I like that you've created a vocabulary and that there are words in there that you wouldn't use, hopefully, in any other context.
Well, you wait next time that we meet up in person. "Come here, give me the little squeezes, my little Jackie friendy."
That could be a bad night. So that's good. And let me ask, does Grace, your partner, does she use a similar voice and similar words?
Absolutely has the same, yes, absolutely. It's the same voice, the same vocabulary as well. She's kind of nicked the language.
So between you, you've come up with this, or do you think she's thinking, well, obviously this is how Mildred likes to be spoken to, the way Sean talks to Mildred?
I don't know. I think that we have just, it happens. And I've used phrases that she's used phrases that I've used, and it's become this kind of... I mean, I'm going to go out here on a limb, and I'm going to guess actually it's how language started.
Ooh, that was taking us way back then, now, aren't we? I was not expecting that. How language started, Well, I guess you do. I mean, words have to be invented somehow, don't they?
Yes. You've been great at asking the questions, getting, the voices out of me. But right. I think what we all really want to know...
It's payback time, isn't it?
You've been out. You've been out doing whatever you've been doing. Laser Quest, I imagine. Ice skating, the kind of stuff that you like doing. And you've come back, and you've opened the door.
Yeah,
Dolly's there.
Okay,
so go on.
The classic scenario is I've come back from doing a show, and I get back at say about 1 o'clock in the morning usually.
Yes.
If I've been out, and what happens? The hallway is empty, but within about 10-20 seconds, Dolly is down the bottom of the stairs. She comes running down. She comes to see. She sleeps upstairs with us. So she's the one who comes down and greets me and welcomes me. Jane has clearly outsourced all that kind of love and affection thing. Just said, "Look, do me a favour. When he comes in, go down. Make him feel welcome, because I really have had enough." So Dolly comes down and she's all, really delightful and rolls around. So there's a bit of... I'm trying to keep my voice down because I don't want to wake everyone up. But
come on, stop I'm holding
stalling.
It off.
I'm stalling. Yes. So typically it'd be, "Hello, how are you? Are you all with me? Are you? Shall we have a treat now? Shall we have a treat?" So, I know you're finding that funny, but I think that's a regular standard dog voice that you would use, speaking to your dog.
God.
This episode is brought to you by Smart Food Popcorn. Some decisions aren't the best, like skipping ahead in your favorite podcast. Think of all the banter you'll miss, the lore in the making. Luckily, Smart Food Popcorn is a no-brainer. Deliciously tasty and available in a variety of fun flavors. It's a smart decision every time. Smart Food. Add smart. To learn more, visit smartfood.com. This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Want to be more active this summer? Sierra helps you save on everything from swimsuits to stand-up paddle boards, tennis rackets to fishing tackle. And if that doesn't float your boat, we also have pool floats. Sierra, let's get moving. To your local store, like now. Go!
When you did your little greeting there with Dougie, you said, I think you said, does someone want a treaty? Does someone want a treat?
Yeah, yeah.
Someone want a little treat? Do we have a little treat, shall we?
Yeah,
I don't think I'm ever going to get used to that, but I love it. Is that part of the ritual? Jack's home, Daddy's home.
Yeah,
and by the way, Jack, sorry, are you Daddy?
Yes, I am. Afraid I am. Yeah, I am Daddy. It's I am Daddy because you know. Well, actually, interestingly, Dolly, she calls me Dad. I've had other dogs that call me Daddy, but Dolly is definitely it's Dad. It's Mum and Dad, isn't it? See?
Yes.
Yeah. So that's absolutely. Her. She talks back to us, and that's the voice that she talks in.
I am also Daddy. Grace is also Mummy, and the Mildred Barrett is her birth certificate name is Mildred Barrett, but I actually call her the Mourners.
The Mournons.
The Mourners.
The Mourners. Okay. Okay. And is that just a derivation of Mildred? Is it just some corruption of Mildred? Or
yes, it's just come from... Yeah, you know, it's Mildred, so Mildred Barrett, and then it's Mildred, and then it's... I suppose it probably went at the in the early stages, the Mildred, and that's where we've ended up.
And you ended up there with that, yeah. Because, I mean, normally if it was... I was expecting it to be Millie or something, but you don't ever call her Millie.
No, never.
No? Wouldn't suit her?
No, not at all.
Yeah.
I don't like that. I think that's too. It's too human for me. The Mourners. I like that. It's just a noise. The mourn. And does Dolly have a kind of alias?
No, it's nearly always Dolly or the little girl. The little girl. Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah. So that's one of Jane's. Actually, it's more one of Jane's. She calls the little girl and baby girl sometimes as well. I mean, it is embarrassing to speak this stuff out loud when this is, you know, deeply personal stuff. I'd rather discuss what I do in the toilet. It's honestly...
I think that's another podcast. I think you can do that with someone else, if you like.
It's a less personal one. You know, we are committed to telling people this stuff because it's about what we do with our dogs, isn't it?
Absolutely, and I think you can, you know, you can get to know the owners through the dogs. So me, you know, when I take Mildred for a walk, when me and Grace take Mildred for a walk, you talk to the owners that have also taken their dog for a walk, but you get to know the dogs more than you do the people.
Oh, for sure, and that's a welcome thing, isn't it? Because if you went for a walk without a dog, you would not expect really to get talking to other people on your walk, would you? Because there's no
Absolutely
reason to stop,
not.
There's no reason to pause. In fact, if someone starts talking to you on a walk and neither of you got a dog, you've got a problem usually, haven't you? It is, it's true. You just think, oh, no.
Absolutely.
We've got a talker. You know, and you've got no way of getting away from them. And that's terrible.
I know. That can be one of the downsides of having the dog you know, the walk, and then the person was walking past, and then the leads get tangled. You have to go under their lead. Now we're spinning round.
Yeah, that's because, well, Dolly is, she prefers to be carried on a walk because my fear, well, I know, this is
what?
The thing. I know.
That's not a walk.
It's not. It is more of a carry. It's true, but she will not leave the house unless you lift her up and pick her out of the house. And then, as soon as you put her down, she'll turn around like a weather vane back towards the house and start walking. So, whenever you put her down, all she will ever do is walk home. And my theory is because you know she's been a long time without a home, that she now loves it so much she can't. She won't do anything. You know, she won't move away from the house. And so she just, you put her down, all she wants to do is go home. So we have to walk her. If we're going to walk, we'll put her down half when we're halfway, and then she'll do the rest of the walk because she knows it's halfway. She's clever enough to know. And she says, now, she knows if I walk now, I know I'm going home. And so it's odd. we're one of those people where everyone looks at us and says, "Oh, what are you carrying your dog for? Why don't you?" And I've said it to so many people. I've explained it so many times, sometimes to the same people, again and again. And you think, "What, are you stupid or something?" What, I know I'm carrying my dog. And someone actually said to me, you know, they said, "Dogs do walk, you know." And I said, "Yeah, they mind their own business as well, don't they?" And that's what I love about them. Because it you know, you just think, well, I know my dog. I wouldn't be carrying her because I'm just pathetic and insecure. I'm carrying her for a reason, you know? And that is to get her far away enough from the house that she will then turn back and do a proper walk for herself. But I can't convince her that she should ever walk out of the house.
Mildred is just coming to two, basically. She's nearly two.
Yeah.
And it's taken a good while for her to enjoy a walk with me alone. She would really need Grace to come on the walk.
Oh, really? Yeah. So she's missing Grace on the walk, do you think? Is that what it was?
Yes, and I have a theory. Grace isn't too happy about this theory, but I have a theory that when we initially got Mildred, quite early on, Grace had I think she might have been at a... Oh, there's Mildred now.
Ooh, making an entry.
Yes, the door's gone. Is Dolly a barker when the door's gone?
No, she'll keep quiet.
You're so lucky.
Yeah.
There we go. Oh, almost.
Oh, it's good to have an introduction, though.
There you go. Yeah, she's become a huge barker in the last year.
Right.
Mornos.
She really found her voice.
Yeah. She's got a very good. Very good tight 10. Very funny. Fantastic at the store. There we go. I have a theory that the reason Mildred was so attached to Grace for the kind of first year is very early on, after getting Mildred, Grace went on holiday. It was pre-planned.
Yeah.
Kind of all girls thing somewhere, I can't remember. And I think Mildred really missed her. So I think that it's a slightly like what you were saying. There was that kind of, you know, the bond was broken. And so every time I tried to take her for a walk alone, she thought that maybe Grace would go away for a long period of time again.
Oh, okay. So in her psychology, she's perhaps thinking, is Grace going to still be there when I get back?
Yeah, absolutely.
Or am I going to be stuck with this guy?
Yes. I think it's the latter.
That
I think
is quite sweet that she thinks that she thinks it through like that and thinks, well, it's not a trick, is it, if every time you've been taken out of the house.
We have a deal. This is the deal that me and Grace have made, is Grace cleans the poo in the garden.
Right.
And I clean the poo on the walks.
Right, okay. So is that fair? Does she do more stuff in the garden than on her walks?
No, I think we take her out. She's, you know, 2 to 3.
Yeah,
a day. Okay. There's a lot. I mean, it is. There really is a lot, isn't
it? Is there? Yeah. Well, I mean, with Chihuahuas are a different thing. So with Chihuahuas, it's very small amounts. So it's not as gross anyway. But anyway, other dogs do is always going to be more gross than your own dogs do, isn't it?
Yes, yeah, it's true. Absolutely.
You would not want to go and pick up some Labrador's stuff in the park, would you?
Absolute. Just
if someone said, "Would you mind? Can you? Because I've hurt my back." You'd think, "No, I'm not doing that." You know, even if you had a bag on you, and you know, you'd be disgusting.
I think I'm not falling for that one again.
Yeah.
Here's one thing I want to flag before I forget. Are you one of the people that knows the things about other dogs?
I mean, I'm not a fanatic, and I find some of it a bit annoying when you meet people on the common, and I say, "Oh, is, you know," you say, "What breed is that?" I say, "A working cocker." "What's that?" You know, "What do you mean he's working? What is he, a bus driver?" He's not working. He's never done a stroke in his life. So, but they have instincts. Different dogs have different instincts, don't they?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So Mildred is loves water.
Yeah.
And is a big sniffer.
Right.
Massive
yeah,
sniffer.
Yeah,
you always
see them at airports
sniffing.
A lot, don't you, doing that?
Yeah.
You do, yeah. They're used for that because they've got a good nose for it, and they can, you know, they know the stuff. In fact, I know someone who got a rescue sniffer dog from an airport because it was one that was retired, and they'll use them, and then they retire them and they sell them on. They got this rescue sniffer dog. And then it just spent its entire time finding dope in their teenage son's bedroom. So it was funny because it was the only kind of family where the kid hated the dog. So don't get one of them.
Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Trello help power global collaboration for all teams, so they can accomplish everything that's impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. That's why millions of teams around the world, including 75% of the Fortune 500, trust Atlassian software. Learn how to unleash the potential of your team at Atlassian.com. That's Atlassian.com. Atlassian.
Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between, offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Earlier on, we were talking about the voices that we use for our dogs, but and we did slightly touch on this. But you know, do you have conversations, and does your dog talk? And if so, what does Mildred? What's her voice like if that happens?
If I get, like you, get in late at night, my little ritual that I have with Mildred, and by the way, we would love to hear the listeners' greetings with their dogs.
Yeah,
you know, if you can send them in, we'll give the details at the end. But what I like to do is I take my coat off, I put my stuff out, and she's jumping on me. While she's jumping on me, I'm saying, let me, which is putting the stuff down. Yeah. And then she knows, she runs ahead of me to the edge of the bed, often where Grace is asleep, where then I'll give her what is called the rubby bellies.
Right.
I'll give you the rubby bellies.
Okay.
And this is where I give her the... She lies down on her back. Yeah. I give her the rubby bellies. And then I kind of go through why I'm sorry I, you know, wasn't there today, but that I was at work trying to get money for her so that I can buy her food and support her and give her the good life.
Of course. So there's guilt coming through. And, and by now, if Grace isn't awake, I'd be worried about her. She must be awake by then, isn't she? She's...
Oh, no, she's flat out.
Is she? Can she sleep through that?
Absolutely. Grace is one of those people that, and I don't have this, and I wish I did, that can go, I'm going to go to sleep now. Good night.
Wow, yeah, gone.
Done.
And doesn't wake up.
Mm. No, God, amazing.
Yeah, that is.
So I do that with Mildred, give her the rubby bellies, get rid of the guilt that I've got. Mm. And then she does make this noise. Mm-hmm. And it's when I give her the little squeezes, that it's just a little firm, just little like that. She'll go
like one of those teddy bears that have got a growl inside the chest. Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
But it's a really nice. It's a very cozy. Just likes that. So that's the. I think she's saying the only thing that she's worked out how to actually communicate with me is more of that, please.
Yeah, that's a dog's version of a purr, isn't it?
Yes,
and that's not I sort because that's a weird thing when cats purr. Have you ever had a cat?
I have had a cat.
Oh, I've had cats as well, a couple of cats, and I could never understand how they purr all the time. They're like bagpipes, aren't they? Just they never need to breathe. It just keeps going on and on and on. It's creepy. It's weird, isn't it?
It is weird. Obviously, this is Oh My Dog, a podcast for dog owners about dogs. But I'm going to assume your dog over cat.
Oh, for sure, yeah. But I like cats as well. I do quite like cats. I think they've got a lot going for them. But we haven't got cats now, and I'm a complete dog person. I really have. I have always been a dog person. Obviously, you're a dog over cat, aren't you? Really?
Oh yes, very much so. Mm. I'm so insecure. I need something that I can open a door and it goes, "I love you," and it says, "You were fantastic tonight." And I go, "I don't know if it was up to scratch." And it goes, "Shut up! You were brilliant." No.
Yeah,
come
that's
on,
what
come
you
in.
Want. Yeah,
yeah.
Whereas a cat's attitude would be, "Yeah, it's okay." You know, I've seen that stuff done better, but you're okay, you know. If you are insecure and you ever sort of struggle with that, then, you know, nonchalance from your pet is the last thing you need. You just need unconditional approval and love, don't you? And that's what you get from a dog.
Absolutely. If I could play to a room just full of dogs jumping up, wagging their tail.
Oh, that would be great.
I've struck gold. The one thing, and I want to guess this, Jack, I think you alluded to it earlier. I think you might have given it away, but I can't. Luckily, I don't really have a memory, so I can't remember. I'm going to guess. Is Dolly allowed on the furniture in the D house? Let me guess. I think absolutely, and I think Dolly sleeps in the bed.
Yeah, you're right on both counts. It's honestly more of, am I allowed on the bed with Dolly, really? And on a good night, I am. Yeah, no, there's no question about it. And it was something that Dolly insisted on, actually, because when we picked her up, we drove all the way up to North Wales, and I'd bought one of these pet kind of, a cage type thing to transport her in the car. And I thought that, you know, do it properly. She'll be in there. She'll feel secure in that. And then we'll drive and we'll get her home and introduce her. She wouldn't go anywhere near it. She kind of looked at me and said, what are you doing? What are you doing? I don't do that. I haven't allowed you to adopt me just to sort of live like some caged thing.
Yes.
You've got me wrong if you think that's what I'm about. So she sat on Jane's lap all the way back and never looked back. I know. And the other thing that was funny about that is that she never said goodbye to any other chihuahuas in the hostel where she'd been living. She just said, you know, bye, we're off now.
And that's it.
I'll never see you again. Have a nice life. I know I will. And off she went.
So, see you later, losers. Yeah,
more or less. So, there was a huge amount of attitude there. But no, she certainly wasn't going to go in any box. So that was, you know, 40 quid I could have saved. And then, as soon as we come home, she's on the bed with us. She's on the furniture. She's, you know, there's no question about that. She wouldn't understand it because, you know, ultimately dogs are pack animals, aren't they? They want to be with their pack. So they'd all sleep in the wild or whatever. They'd sleep together and they all huddle up. And that she just thinks of us as her other dogs, you know, her pack.
Yes, that's absolutely it. Mildred does have a place because we tried it with the dog bed, but she just chewed the absolute hell out of it. Mm. That had to go. And what happened is she has kind of made a little home, a little private space for herself under the bed. Well, so under the bed is when she wants a bit of me time, a bit of me time. I've had enough of you two. You're doing my head in. Stop playing music on Alexa. I've had enough. Yeah. Bye. She'll go under the bed and kind of recharge. But then she'll always come out from under the bed and then in the night. So sometimes we won't go to bed with her, but we'll certainly wake with her.
Now that's really nice that she can do that. She finds that space for herself. I mean, Dolly's got places all around the house. She's got dog baskets and stuff as well. So she's got all the options covered. But she prefers human furniture to dog furniture, without a doubt.
Of course, of course.
Yeah.
One thing I never noticed is why in dog shops, in pet shops, completely got the toys wrong. Because they've got things that, you know, the bones and all of that. And actually, a dog, you know, the tennis balls, dogs would be a lot happier as if you went into the pet shop and it was just some shoes. A bit of your sofa, a bit of maybe your iPad, iPad case.
Yeah. Basically, you've described a department store. You could go into a department store, buy pretty much anything there for your house or for you to wear or whatever, and that would be a new toy for your dog. But you go in a pet shop, they don't want to know. They can see through it, can't they?
Exactly.
You can get shoes made out of that hide, can't you? You know, that they like, you know, like they, it's fashioned into the shape of a shoe, but it's made out of really tough hide for them to chew.
Right.
But dogs are cleverer than that. They think, well,
they know.
When you start wearing them, I'll start chewing them. But until then, don't patronise me. It's been interesting hearing about Mildred and learning about Mildred and some of the inner workings of your mind, if I may say. It's been insightful. I think I've been as candid as I can be without, you know, really pouring bringing shame upon myself.
No, I think it's been wonderful to get to know this new loving, caring, sweet, cute, actually slightly creepy side of you, John.
The treats are only for the dogs. It's not like I'm giving out to children in the neighbourhood. You know, it's just for my dog. Come on. It's not creepy.
No, it's been lovely. And it's been lovely getting to know Dolly. She sounds lovely. And I want to come and meet her as soon as possible. Yeah. Well, do you think she'll get... What happened if I brought Mildred along? Or is she good with other dogs? Or
she's okay if they come into the house, and but Dolly would probably just think, okay, I've met Mildred now. I'm going to go upstairs and just sort of get on with some other stuff.
That's what you'll do with me as well. So I'll come round to Mildred. You and Dolly will just go, that's hello done, and pop upstairs.
I'll be down, yeah, see you in a bit. Anyway, let yourself out, will you? Each week, I think, you know, the idea is that we're going to invite other people onto the show as have a guest each week, isn't it? So that we can, I don't know, get this kind of information out of our guests as well, out of everyone else. And I suppose... Have you got a wish list in your mind of who you'd like?
Well, do you know what, Jack? When we've talked about this and getting to know each other's dogs and dogs from the world of entertainment, there's a friend of mine. Mm. He was the first person that came to mind. You might have heard of him. You might not have heard of him. But I thought it would just be really nice. And I feel kind of like I'm giving back to the you know, to him, really.
Yeah.
To give him the exposure, to give him the platform, finally, that he needs. Do you know a guy called Ramesh Ranganathan?
Oh, he rings a bell. That does ring a bell. Yes. He was. He's been having a tough time, hasn't he? He's struggling.
I know. Yeah. I know. And I just called him and I said, "Look, listen. I know you can't get on anything at the moment.
Yeah. Yeah.
But come. Me and Jack are doing a podcast, a dog podcast. Mm. And do you know what? He went out and bought two dogs.
Oh, that.
Because he's desperate.
He must be. That's great. Well, if Romish would like to do that, would be very nice. And it would be. I suppose an added plus for us if we help to give him a bit of a career boost. You know?
Exactly.
We want more of Ramesh. That would be good, and then more people who have heard of him, and he'll say, It all changed when I did Sean and Jack's podcast. Really, that's looking back. So that would be nice. Yeah. Ramesh is great. That's a good call.
Well, he said he'll do it. He said he would. I mean, he said he'll do it before I even finished the sentence, which I think is what he does with everything.
That's excellent. Okay, that's good. I was thinking Alan Carr. I know has got a couple of, or did have, and a couple of Irish setters, very handsome dogs. Actually, Alan would do it, wouldn't he? Do you think?
Oh, absolutely. And he loves his dogs. He absolutely loves them.
Yeah.
I think he's going to come on.
I'd love that. Jonathan Ross would be, if we could get Jonathan, do you think he would do
He'll definitely do it.
I think
Jonathan would be on. Loves
he
dogs.
He loves his dogs. He really loves his dogs. He's crazy for them.
Also, I've already got this confirmed, but the queen, as it were, of the jungle, Jill Scott, European champion.
Fantastic.
Said she would love to do it.
Oh, that's amazing. That would be a great coup, that would be.
Boy George said he doesn't have a dog, but his friend does.
Well, I think we shouldn't be exclusive of people who, you know, if he's dog curious, we should have him on.
Yeah, I think he is.
Yeah, okay.
Very.
That's I also thought I think Catherine Ryan would be good. I think she's don't you think she'd be a great guest if she I think she's got a dog I saw and I think we could uncover a side of her that Louis Theroux didn't really get, because he's not very good at. You know, I think that's where our strength will play, and he'll be probably listen to it and think, "Damn, why didn't I ask that?"
Yes, that's so a, you're right. Great. We need to do that.
I don't know if Jo Brand has got a dog. Has she got a dog?
Jack, you see, I am much more proactive than you think. I'm already on top of this, my friend. Oh, yeah. I've emailed Joe, and Joe is very happy to do it.
Yeah? Oh, my God, that'd be great.
Absolutely. But what I would also love, and I know you would, Jack, is that the listeners today, if me and Jack have talked about anything that you want to expand on, whether it's dogs on furniture, dogs on beds, and this is what I really wanted to end the show with.
yes,
Jack, today. So again, listeners, if you want to expand on anything we've talked about, contact hello@omdpod.com or follow us on Instagram, where you can DM @omdpod. So that's hello@omdpod.com or on Instagram @omdpod. Right, we'll expand, we'll read out your messages, we'd love to hear from you, and always tell us the name of your dog. That's really what we want to know, and we'd love to read that out.
Any tiny little story or whatever, we can get something from it, that would be lovely, that would be really nice. And
especially this, Jack.
Yeah.
They can let us know this, I'd love to know, and I'd love to know from you. And I genuinely, I've got a hunch, I think it's going to be a yes. I'm going to guess Hess, but I'm not sure. Is Dolly allowed to kiss Jackie on the mouth?
Dolly is she does with me because she does it a lot to Jane, but she doesn't like prickly hair and stuff on my, if I haven't shaved, so she'll do a very cheeky, but she's got a very long tongue. She'll slip it into your mouth when you're least expecting it. But what she does, she cleans my ears out for me. That's what she does. So I've saved myself on Q-tips.
Mildred, here's a little habit. And listeners, again, please let me know if you can relate to this. I don't know if it's just Mildred. Mildred will give me the kisses. What I do is I allow her to do this. But I kind of shut my lips. Mm. The motion of you shut your lips. Just make sure there's no lip action.
I'm a bit queasy about it. If I'm really honest, it's not.
But after I've had a shower or it's been raining, she likes the little bits of beard. I think she likes the water from the beard.
Right, that's okay.
Is that normal? Does Dolly? Do you know what I'm talking about?
It's a bit kinky. It's a bit.
A bit X-rated for this show. Yeah.
Well, she's a connoisseur, but she's grooming you. You see, it's a sign of affection. That's why Dolly cleans my ears, because she says, "Oh, come here, look, I'm going to give you a bit of a clean up now." It should be the other way around, ideally. But that's what it is. They're grooming you, because you're part of the pack.
Dolly's thinking, I scratch your back, you scratch mine. Why haven't you done my ears?
Yeah,
come on.
That's right. Yeah, come on, lick my ears out as well. good.
There you go.
Thank you for listening, whoever has, and hopefully we'll be able to see you again.
Yes, a huge thank you from me, and an even bigger thank you from Mildred Barrett. I'm sure Dolly is hugely grateful for listeners.
She's waiting to see what the pilot sounds like before she commits. But she's it's been nice to introduce listeners to that side of our lives, and we look forward to doing a bit more of that for our guests, and also. For any of you who are listening, I want to write in with your stories and what you get up to.
You can do that at hello@omdpod.com or on Instagram @omdpod. I have been Sean.
I've been Jack.
Goodbye.
Bye. Okay.